Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. It's here, the all-new 10th generation 2018 Honda Accord. You'll love the new sportier look, and the new 2.0-liter turbo engine delivers more power than the old V6, and with better gas mileage. Stop into Honda North to test drive one today. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you to our local music show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. It's called Grassroots. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. And we welcome you to November and the music scene that is happening, and a lot to talk about, play. We are getting slammed over the head with a lot of music. And I think it's going to be an exciting end to 2017 and opening of 2018. What do you think, Utah?
I totally agree. And we still have our live call-in show coming up. We've got our Christmas episode, which is one of my favorites every year. And so get us some Christmas songs. And we've got a lot of fresh faces and new music coming up already. It's going to be great.
We really do. So, yes, if you have a Christmas song, the plea is out now. Get in touch with us. Get them to us, MP3s, CDs. Drop them off at our studios, Pillow Street, or email them over. Easiest way to get to us is grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. And that is also a site that you can email and, you know, let us know information about your band, where you're going to be playing in the future. Just give us at least a minimum of a two-week lead time for that, because we do record this show early in the week and spin it back. And sometimes we record a couple of them, depending on what's going on.
Sometimes even earlier. We have lives.
Yeah, that's right. So, hey, we've got a very, very special guest tonight. Terry Blair is going to join us. Terry's a musician in the area and is part of two very, very special events that are coming up here in November. The first will be an event on Veterans Day, November 11th, a benefit for the Western Pennsylvania Families of Fallen Heroes. And it's going to be an event at the Sidebar. And then following that, you've been hearing a lot about the very special event, the Rock for Recovery event, that's going to help benefit Dave Sloan of Sloan's Guitar Emporium. Dave has fallen ill and has had to close his business down, and friends are stepping up to help him with his fight. And that'll be up at the East Butler Fire Hall November 18th. Terry's going to give us a little more background on that, and we look forward to visiting with him tonight. We're being brought to you in part by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler, and excited to have Jim Harpell along as one of our primary sponsors here on this show.
Yeah, he's been with us for a long time and is an integral part of this show and our Grassy Awards and things like that. So we certainly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what, these sponsors, you got to support these sponsors. They're keeping this local music on the air.
So. Yeah, they are. Well, and speaking of Jim, he's been jamming all day today. They had a special, he had an open jam today at the Meat Locker Recording Studio.
That's right.
He saw the Steelers were off and went, I think this might work. And so I'm hoping he had a great day there today. Well, we're going to get to the music because we do have a lot to talk about with Terry Blair tonight. And we're going to jump right into some music. And boy, we talk about, this is kind of a lot of brand new stuff here tonight.
Yeah, we've featured these guys before. They're from the Saxonburg area, hence their name, Dinner Bell Road. But they got us a new song of theirs called Yellow Footprints. And it's kind of based on Sean, who wrote the song, Sean Moore, true life story of his. He's a veteran, U.S. Marine Corps, and he kind of tells a story of when he arrived at Parris Island. You get off the bus, there's a pair of yellow footprints there, that and that's where you begin your journey into the Marine Corps. And so I think there's kind of some true life stuff to this song, and it's pretty powerful, so I give it a listen, and very well done.
And we'll follow that up with a new tune from our friend Isaac Cole. And I heard him perform this song earlier this year, and I was really struck. And I told him, I said, wow, you've got a keeper right there. Well, he's got it recorded, and he's done a lot of work down at Meat Locker Recording Studios. But this is a song called Everyday Living from Isaac Cole. And it's pretty cool because his sister, Michaela Lynn, recorded some of the background vocals, and her fiancé, Austin Markle, recorded the drums on this. So it was kind of a family affair. It's available now at isaaccolemusic.com. It's a digital download. It's $2.50. And if you order it, you get a free copy of his Pirates, Penguins, and Steelers Everyday song that we've played here on the Grassroots Show. And he is going to donate $1 of that to the Hauser Children's Fund that benefits two teenagers from Karn City who lost both their parents to cancer. Pretty special stuff. And let's give it a listen here tonight. It's Dinner Bell Road and Isaac Cole on the Grassroots Show. The Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming at 977rocks.com.
On his 18th birthday, he's headed south on a Greyhound bus, and it's the most scared he's ever been. His destination, an old island on the Carolina shore, and he doesn't know what to expect. He ain't had it easy. Most would say he's had it rough, but he don't complain to anyone. His choice was simple. Coal mining or shooting the gun, and he hopes it's one he won't regret. That Greyhound bus stops on a dime. When he runs out to stand in line, and he looks down to see the yellow footprint, teach him how to stand. The yellow footprints, his first steps to being a man. The yellow footprints, where so many stood before. The yellow footprints are just what he was looking for. No stranger to working hard and doing what he's told. From what he can tell, he's fitting in. Yes sir, no sir, it's all he says, it's all they want to hear, and he don't give them nothing more. It really sounds at a quarter to five. Jumps out of his bunk to stand in line. Just like that night. On a yellow footprint to teach him how to stand. A yellow footprint, his first steps to being a man. A yellow footprint, where so many stood before him. Yellow footprints are just what he was looking for. And 13 weeks can seem so long, but it's always darkest before dawn. And he remembers that night. On a yellow footprint, teach him how to stand. The yellow footprint, his first steps to being a man. The yellow footprint, where so many stood before him. Yellow footprints are just what he was looking for. He was looking for.
Sun starts shining, the feeling when that whistle blows, train chugging, perfect timing. It's saving up for dual exhaust with all these extra hours. Stopping by a roadside creek, picking her some flowers. If all of my tomorrows are half as good as yesterday, if I can roll my windows down a country road and drift away, spot down by the river, talking about a girl they're falling for and how they'll get her, and finally steal a kiss on Friday night under the bleachers, holding hands up in the choir, not listening to the preacher. If all of my tomorrows are half as good as yesterday, if I can roll my windows down a country road and drift away, if that sounds kind of simple, man, well, simple's how I'll stay. It might be everyday living, but I'll take that every day. I pray all of my tomorrows are half as good as yesterday, that I can roll my windows down the country road and drift away. If that sounds kind of simple, man, well, simple's how I'll stay. It might be everyday living, but I'll take that every day.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7, and this segment brought to you by our friends down at the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport. Drop on in for a Man Can special, and thank them as well when you do, for being our longest-running sponsor of the show here.
Yeah, hockey's underway, so get on down, catch a game, and enjoy some cool beverages.
Yeah, we watch support any more of these back-to-back games, we're going to drink a lot of Man Can specials, I'll tell you that much. But hey, we've got a very exciting guest here tonight because he's going to be talking about two different events that you listeners out there need to make sure you take part in. And we'll tell you about that, but we want to welcome Terry Blair to the show. Here in studio. Terry, how you doing?
Good, good. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Involved in two different events that are coming up here in November and right around the corner. But first of all, Terry, you're very well versed in the music scene here. Bass player extraordinaire.
Wouldn't go extraordinaire, but I own a few basses.
Give us a little background, though, of some of the bands you've traveled with over the years.
I haven't been doing it an incredibly long time. My band scene has been about 3 years. Before that, it's been a lot of tinkering. A little bit of time down in the city with Code Whiskey. Moved back up here, started Unfiltered up in Slippery Rock, and we had a great run. About a year and a half, almost 2 years. Donnie Powell's an amazing guitar player. Just a good group of guys. Mm-hmm. Spent about a year with the Dirty White Boys out of Grove City. Great bar band. Jeff, Tim, fantastic, Dan and Jim. It's just a great vibe. Mm-hmm. Did some work with Donnie Fate, Donnie Iozzo this summer with Fighting Fate and Brian Martinowski, and made a solid run. It was a short run, but it was a fantastic run. And it was a lot of fun. Right now, I'm working with a few guys for Dave's benefit, and it's just trying to keep playing and having a good time with it, you know.
Yeah, it's very cool. But I mean, we've got a special music scene around here, wouldn't you think?
I'm in awe every time I'm immersed in the music scene. Just how giving they are. The music aside from it, the musicians themselves are generous with their time. They're generous with the efforts they put forth. It's really fantastic. Very few times do you ask of them, and they don't storm to you with yeses. It is really a fantastic scene to be part of. And then you throw the music in on top of it. There's some really good stuff going on in the area right now. It's really fun to be a part of.
Yeah. As good as anything on the national scene. We say that all the time.
Yeah. I haven't been to a national show in about 5 years.
Wow. That says a lot.
And last time I went, I had free tickets.
And we always make that comment that, if you haven't been out to check out a local show and see the talent and see the writing ability of some of these bands, it's amazing the quality and the caliber on both ends of that. I mean, not only are there musicians, but there are people that can write some doggone good music.
It's the best value for your entertainment dollar.
Yeah, there are some absolutely phenomenal artists out there. Putting pen to paper, I couldn't do it. there's some songs out there that will speak to your soul if you listen to them. It is a great scene to be a part of.
Yeah, yeah. Well, folks out there listening, you're going to have two opportunities right out of the gate here in November to partake. And both are very important, not only for the music scene, but for life in general and us here in the United States, first and foremost, because Veterans Day is coming up. And you have an event that you're part of at the Sidebar with an organization that is called the Western Pennsylvania Families of Fallen Heroes. Now, you're a veteran yourself.
Yes, sir. Gulf War veteran.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm 90 to 2001.
Okay. Give us a little background on this organization first before we get into the actual event and what it means and what it's all about.
This organization was started in 2004 by Bill Tomko. His nephew, my cousin, was killed in Baghdad in 2003.
Okay.
And watching his brother kind of close out Nick's life kind of brought a lot of things to the forefront. The military's pretty fantastic helping Gold Star families and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But there's only a finite amount of help to get. And if you're not listed as one of the primary beneficiaries, there's not a whole lot out there for assistance. So there's still a lot of wives without husbands, mothers without sons, kids without fathers and mothers, that there's no assistance for. And they're kind of shuffled off to the side inadvertently. Our goal is two-front. We want to make sure that those families aren't left behind. If they need the help, somebody's there to help them. And twofold is we want to make sure there's 309 count as of to date, and hopefully that count stops, of members that are from Western Pennsylvania that have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan since 2001. And we want to make sure they're remembered.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that we don't forget them. And so that's twofold. We want to help the families that are left behind, but we want to make sure we do right by remembering those that have paid the sacrifice.
You have a website that people can check out if they're out there listening and cruising around on the computer. Why they can look up your website, wpffh.org.
Correct? Yes, sir.
And gives quite a bit of information surrounding the organization and ways people can get involved in helping the cause.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, one of the things that is coming up is on Veterans Day itself, you're having a very special event down at the Sidebar.
Yes, sir. This will be our third year having it at the Sidebar, and I just want to say real quick with Steve Craven and Jen Heimers at the Sidebar, when I started putting the first one together a few years ago, they understood it. Mm-hmm. They got it completely. Steve's a Gulf War vet like I am. But he understood what I was trying to accomplish, you know, what we wanted to remember, who we wanted to help. And I can't say enough about Steve Jen and the folks at the Sidebar. It is a class establishment, and I absolutely love them for everything they've put out to help us out. But we're going back there again for our third year. It's a good time. We raise some money. We have some fun. And we remember. We make sure the families aren't forgotten. And we throw a little rock and roll in the mix. And it turns out to be a really good time, you know. And it's enjoyable, but it helps to remember. You know, it helps to raise money to help. With us being a 100% nonprofit organization, we keep absolutely no money. Anything extra we need, it comes out of my pocket, comes out of Bill's pocket, or we find a sponsor for that specific item. We had a huge banner made up with all the names of the fallen on it a few years ago, and we specifically asked for a donation for that. George Zacherl and BNI came right away. Boom. George's son's a Marine right now. He understood it. He got it. Mm-hmm. So that was very specific for that. So that helped out with that. So that whole event is just about, you know, getting some funds to help, but remembering at the same time. And if we can have some fun while we're doing it, I think that's the proper way to do it.
Well, looking at the lineup, looks like you're going to have some fun. So, I heard you mention Dirty White Boys as a band that you have, and I see that on here. So,
Dirty White Boys is a very special band to me. When I first got back into the music scene, Jeff and Tim were two of the first guys I started playing with. And I was in the Dirty White Boys for about a year, year and a half. This is their third year doing it. They've done it every year this far, which is fantastic. Driven is the only other band that's done it every year this far, 3 years. Sal Jacobs and them and Steve are 100% behind it. They absolutely get it. They love it. And they're fun bands, you know. They have crowds. They're fun bands. But they understand what we're trying to do at the same time.
Well, we played Dinner Bell Road in the opening segment, new song, because he's a veteran as well.
Yellow Sean Footprints Moore. Is a fantastic song. It is great. And when I got a hold of Bob and asked him if they'd be interested in doing it, it was almost instantaneous. He was absolutely excited to do it. They love the veterans.
In the Hellfire Club, that's John Lane's band, John Hilljack Lane's
from
band.
Ohio, John Lane, Chuck Dobbins. Yeah. And it is an energetic time watching John Lane, you know, and he's old like the rest of us, and I don't know how he does it the way he does it, but he is one of the premier frontmen in the area right now. He is a fantastic guy, and it's fun to watch him try and bridge the gap between the Akron music scene and the Pittsburgh music scene. It is fantastic.
Yeah. Well, he lives and breathes it. Yeah, he does.
They are such a fun band to be around.
So the event kicks off early in the afternoon that day. This is Veterans Day, Saturday, November 11th.
Yes, sir.
At the Sidebar over in Kittanning. And you'll kick the music off around 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, we'll kick it off. And Steve and Jen, this is the first year they're going to perform. They're going to do a little acoustic set to kind of kick it off, just to be a part of it. They have a show later that night, so they can't stay for the whole thing. But they definitely wanted to be a part of it as well as hosting it there. Good friend of mine, Donnie Yozo, is going to come in, and I love Donnie. A fantastic songwriter, great musician. Then Dinner Bell Road, and then we'll start rocking it up pretty hard once Dinner Bell Road gets out of the way and get onto the Dirty White Boys and Over My Dead Bodies, the Climo Brothers. It's such a fantastic lineup. But it starts around 2 o'clock, and we'll go till midnight, 1 o'clock, and just keep having fun all day long as long as they'll let us.
Admission price? What do people have to do to be involved?
I'm asking for a $5 donation this year. I would never turn anybody away who wants to come in and remember, but I'm asking for a $5 donation. We tried it last year by setting a $5 admission fee on it, and I felt a little bit odd. I want people to come because they want to remember and have a good time, so I don't want to turn them away for that. But I also want people to be able to donate and help us out because it's our prime goal for that.
Yeah.
So we're going to ask $5. If you don't have $5, that's fine. Just come remember with us.
Right. That's awesome. And your website, too, you also have some of the stories of those that have fallen, which is really cool.
We do as much as we can to try and remember, and we got some family testimonials on there. We do another ceremony in June, which is our annual reading of the names. We go out, we set a huge display, a pair of boots, flags, candle for every member of the fallen. It's a pretty big thing. And this year, we try to go to different counties every year. We try to spread it around. Last year, we were out at Indiana County. Next year, we're going up to Knox, up to Keystone High School. Okay. We're going to do it up there, which is another fantastic story coming out of Knox. If you're familiar with Ross McGinnis, 19-year-old Medal of Honor winner. Fantastic story. And at 19, I couldn't imagine doing what he did. Threw himself on a grenade to save his team members. Beautiful story. But we're going to go up in his neck of the woods, and we're going to remember the fallen up there. So we're going to put that on. We're going to make sure everybody's aware, and we'll ring the bell every name. And we just that's our way of making sure we remember. We understand what the sacrifice is about. We remember it.
I love the slogan you have, Fallen Heroes. As long as we live, they shall. They too shall live, which is fantastic.
And Bill Tomko came up with that, and it speaks volumes. I come from a long family of veterans, all the way back from as far as I can remember, and I want to make sure I keep remembering.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that nobody forgets, and it's too easily forgotten.
Sure.
We're going to try to keep it remembered.
That's awesome. There's a lot of organizations out there that that have a great purpose, and I think certainly you guys have a special one going on, and I certainly encourage people to come out on November 11th to the Sidebar and support the cause.
And it's local also. That's the other thing I like about it. You're helping local families, and the money's staying local.
And we've stretched out as far as Harrisburg and stuff like that, and we'll never turn a family down in need, but our prime goal is the families of Western Pennsylvania, and specifically veterans from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, or families of the fallen from Iraq and Afghanistan wars.
Hey, it's important to remember when you hit a good point. 300 of our own here in Western Pennsylvania have perished in this fight in the last 17 years alone.
Several right from here in Butler itself.
Yeah, so it's important to keep in mind. Well, again, it'll kick off at 2, and the Western Pennsylvania Families of Fallen Heroes will be the beneficiaries of this event coming up at the Sidebar, and certainly hope you have a great turnout. We're going to play a couple of songs from the bands that are going to be featured. Already did, but we'll continue on here with a couple more. You want to give us a little shout on Dying Breed?
Dying Breed is the Farron Brothers out of they run out of Quipa-Hopewell area. Fantastic band. Daniel Slide is the drummer there. They put out a single early this year called You're a Poser, and it's just a dynamic band to go see. It's one of those bands that if you're going to go see a band and you have 30 venues to go look at and they're on the list, it's worth a shot to go see them.
Cool.
Very dynamic. It's a great song. It's well put together. I truly enjoy it.
And we're going to follow that up with the band that will probably cap off the night, I guess, on the 11th. Over My Dead Body?
Yeah, they were eventually going to cap off the night, but due to some scheduling conflicts, Zone 8's now, the Climo Brothers, going to cap off the night. Over My Dead Body's been moved into the middle, so we're going to scare some folks early.
Okay.
But Over My Dead Body, local Butler band, it's a fantastic group of people. Natasha's got a great voice. Sean and Randy are fantastic players. Ken's a great drummer. The song Damage, lyrically, it speaks to a lot of people, and it spoke to me instantly. I absolutely love that song. It's put together well, and they've been doing it for a couple years now, and they're a fun band to go watch, and it's just a great song, in my opinion.
All right, well, let's give them a listen here as we continue our visit with Terry Blair, and Terry's going to be involved in a special event a week later, so we'll talk about that coming up. But right now, it's in honor of what's happening on Veterans Day, right here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7. Make sure you get to the Sidebar that day.
Are you? tag on that.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We're back here on our Grassroots Show once again, the Rock Station 97.7. Bob in Utah with you, and Terry Blair joining us in the studio here tonight. And we want to thank our friends that are high on the hill and right on the price, our friends at Rose's Superette. And, well, here we are, November. Can you believe it? That means you know what's right around the corner. Couple of holidays. So if you're thinking about hams, you're thinking about good victuals, make a stop at Bros's Superette, which is right at the corner of South Main Street Hill and Rockenstein Avenue. Pick yourself up some good eats, and you know, if you're maybe having a get together with the family, why, they have some great snack sticks and more, so they can provide you. Stop up and see Jim and the staff. They do great work at Bros's Superette, a long-standing hometown tradition that are helping to sponsor our show here tonight. Back with Terry Blair, who visited with us talking about the special event for Veterans Day at the Sidebar, and got to hear a couple of the songs featuring bands that will be part of that day at the Sidebar over in Kittanning, Dying Breed and Over My Dead Body. And we're going to move ahead now a week and talk about a very special event that just is truly amazing to see the way this thing has blown up and become something of its own. And I think it is just as serious as people focus on veterans and want to respect veterans and honor veterans. Here is a great community effort to help out somebody that has fallen ill and is part of the music scene and has been helping out and has helped to sponsor the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival here with the Rock Station 97.7. And we're talking about Dave Sloan, who recently just had to close up Sloan's Guitar Emporium because he fell ill and has to focus on recovering. So lo and behold, a bunch of musicians get together, Terry Blair, and put together a very special event to help him and support him because he has to, he had to close down his business.
The response from the community has been overwhelming. The music community really stepped up this time. They really put it together, and it's fantastic. And anybody who's been to Dave Sloan's Guitar Emporium knows it wasn't just a guitar store. We'd just go to hang out. Yeah, the 3-4 times a week we'd go there, and you'd have your regulars in there. Just hang out, talk music, talk shop, tinker around with guitars a little bit. It was kind of a musician's community center is what I'd like to call it.
Yeah.
Everybody knew everybody, Occasionally you'd buy something and hang out. And Dave was so welcoming to that. And the promoting of the local music scene, Dave was always promoting something, sponsoring local events in the area. Last 2 years, he sponsored my previous event at the Sidebar Kittanning for Veterans. He's done that. He's always reaching out. So the second we found out that he was going through some health issues, the music community just really said, okay, sit down, hang on. We got it.
Yeah.
And it has ballooned from there.
That's very, very cool. And Dave is such a cool guy. Soft-spoken, musician in his own right, but wanting to help out. And I say that from a non-musician, because I bought a guitar there, even though I don't play. My son bought his first two guitars there, and he's learning how to play, bought his amps there. I bought him an amp from Sloan's for Christmas to try to help him along. And, he would always go up and get his guitar strings and things. And Dave was so accommodating with that, especially a novice like myself. I mean, I've seen guys in there jamming away and know what they're doing. But both ends of the spectrum were covered there. And that just, I think, told you who Dave Sloan was.
Dave's a very humble man. And so to the point, when we had got together and had dinner with him and broke the news that we were going to do this, his first words is he didn't know that many people, cared enough to help him out. Well, I'm sorry to break it to you, Dave. There's more than that. Real quiet, real soft-spoken, but a great friend. Mm-hmm. And like I always told Dave, I said what started out as a business partnership over a couple bass strings 5 years ago really ballooned into a friendship. And it's just not me. It's like that with everybody. Mm-hmm. Very few people go to Sloan's Guitar Emporium looking for a set of strings. You go to hang out with Dave. You leave with some strings, some picks, a guitar. but you go to hang with Dave. You go to get your guitar set up there. A fantastic setup guy. One of the best. He makes me sound okay. And him and Tina have been steadfast and strong through it. It's really good to see.
Yeah. You speak about the being humble. I remember when he'd let Bob and I know what was going on as well, and the topic of a benefit had come up, and he said that he was aware some people had asked about doing a benefit because we had reached out as well, but he said, there are less fortunate than me out there dealing with stuff, and that was his attitude. I remember telling Bob about it. I choked up when I was telling him. I just can't believe that was his. I'm closing my business. I've lost my income, but there's other people out there, that you should probably be helping. It blew me away.
Yeah.
And It's absolutely incredible to hear him say something like that. And that's Dave through and through. And always wants to help somebody out. And not once through the whole process, as he said, you know, why me, woe is me. You know, there's always somebody else needs help. And, you know, even going through, you know, his treatments now, he's still pretty driven, trying to get done what he needs to get done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and he's trying not to lean on his friends too much, but we're not allowing him to do that, you know. We're making him lean on us, and the guys helping at the store, helping him, you know, close that out and everything like that have been fantastic. Dan Steer was there, Tony Hess and them were there, Greg Spack's been there a bunch of times, but everybody's just coming out helping him with what he needs to do so he can focus on just getting better.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And he had told us before, you know, when we first told it to him, he didn't understand why we were doing the benefit. Well, Dave, look in the mirror. We're doing it because of everything you've done for us over the years as a music community, you know, and more so as a friend.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. Dave's been a great friend to everybody who's ever walked through that door.
Well, when a guy's going to fly in from Los Angeles, California for the event, that says a lot right there. And you look at how everything has come together for this event. You're going to have a great day of music, just like the sidebar event on November 11th, yes. But this is on November 18th out at East Butler Fire Hall.
Yes.
It's going to be all-day music, different musicians performing, but there's going to be a whole bunch of other stuff surrounding that with regard to auction items and just things that anybody can enjoy, but especially if you're a musician, there's some one-of-a-kind things that are coming.
I think right now our count is up to 11 guitars and a drum set. Guitars autographed by the Clarks, a guitar autographed by Dave Matthews guitarist Tim Reynolds. Greg Morris come out with a bunch of autographed memorabilia from L.A., including a guitar signed by him, the band Plenty Heavy, Hurricane. Some Rudy Sarzo memorabilia that if I can sneak out the door, I'm going to try. You know, there's a lot of stuff has come together. There's Meat Locker Studios has offered recording time, so for any local bands we're doing that, we're auctioning that off. and that's before we get to, you know, the gift certificate commitments from, you know, Recon Brewing, Cummings Coffee, East End, just plethora, we're number 20, 30 of them. And then you throw the gift baskets on that, which I think Wendy had told me we're up over 50 gift baskets now. And then because who doesn't like cakes and pies, there's a bake sale going on at the same time, too.
Right. And this is a family fun event, too.
Absolutely.
You know, anybody's invited to come out and be a part of the day. The tickets pre-sale are $15, and there are four locations you can get them pre-sale. The two Cummings Coffee locations, Downtown Butler and Route 68,
yes.
Maze Music,
yes, sir.
And also at Recon up in Center Township. And then if you can't get them pre-sale, they're $20 at the door.
Yeah, and then you can get a hold of myself, Greg, Wendy, or Jason. We have tickets available. If you know us personally or get a hold of us on Facebook or somehow, we will get you a ticket. And then obviously at the door, you know, the tickets are there and available.
Yeah. And you know, and if for some reason you can't attend, you can still buy a ticket. It's
going to
support the cause. And there's also a link, though, online for you to donate online, I believe.
Yes.
And then the auction items you talked about, those are going to be in an online auction prior, I believe, that's going to start November 1st. So you can start bidding on this, you know, all these cool items you were just talking about. I mean, it's quite a list.
I mean, Dave Matthews, lead guitarist, Tim Reynolds, the Clarks, Joe Grushecki, the Hawkeyes, Greg Marr, as you mentioned, Plenty Heavy and Hurricane, and more. A Tom Penney painting, a DJ gig setup. I mean,
this is a full drum set.
You know, and that's with guitars, cymbals and hardware and everything.
And maybe the creme de la creme, a free Anger the Ant acoustic house party gig. That's right. Yeah. You can have them, kids, in your house, you know? I mean, just that's just awesome stuff.
You know, that's just the tip of the iceberg of what's been going on around, you know, around this event and getting it moving forward.
Yeah.
And the group of volunteers that have assembled to be a part of it are just phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, you're part of a little get-together that's going to play some of Dave's favorites, huh?
Myself, Greg Spack, and Brent Robinson were talking after we'd heard the news, and we're all at Dave's shop, still hanging out like we do because, you know, we're not letting it go without a fight. But And we were talking about the benefit, and we already knew the benefit. This is, we're in Dave's shop talking about it prior to Dave knowing about the benefit.
Okay.
You know? But when we start putting bands together, we're like, hey, we need to put a band together, you know, and play some songs that, of Dave's favorites. And me, Greg, Brent, we got a hold of Graham. And fantastic. And we've been getting together now for about 6 weeks, and it's come together fine. Chad from Zone 8's doing the bulk of the singing. Kate from Fighting Fate's going to be doing some singing. Jess is doing some singing. It's really kind of a real group of folks that have gotten together to, you know, hey, Dave, this is your music. We're your friends.
Yeah.
You know, this is for you as well.
You probably could have called it the Guitar Emporium All-Star Band.
There you go.
We don't think that quick, but...
That's not bad.
But it'll be a fun day.
It's going to be a fantastic day. And like I said, one of the highlights, Greg Mara, you know, flying out from L.A. to bring his show out here. And he was one of the first ones who got a hold of us. Mike Ekus from Skell, which is another phenomenal band, one of the first ones to jump on board. The Climo brothers couldn't wait. You know, once they heard about it, you know, they got a hold of me, says, Terry, you know, right now, you know, we're there. Let us know, you know. And they've been friends with Dave for 100 years. So the list just kept growing and growing. Mary Lou Scherter couldn't wait to do it. I mean, it's funny thing about Mary Lou, and we talk about Dave's being a hangout. There were times we spent up at Dave's, and it would just be me and Dave, and Mary Lou would come in and play a 3-4 song set, just hanging out, singing songs. And it was something special about that place, and it's going to be missed terribly.
Yeah. Mentioned Greg. I remember he came in and did like a pedal clinic one time, and he couldn't even move in the place.
Yeah,
like behind the wall, you know, just kind of trying to see because there were so many people in there. And that vibe that you said is just about hanging out, people interacting and networking. And it was really kind of cool.
The store was a whole lot less about guitars and a whole lot more about community, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The community, I call it a community center you could buy a guitar at.
Yeah.
It was a very good place to be.
I decided I want to start playing bass, and Dave's the one that hooked me up there. I went in, didn't really know anything about it, and next thing I know, I got a bass and an amp, and...
Well, you know, the funny thing about...
And you're coming along, son.
Thank you.
Funny thing about the bass room, I used to joke with Dave all the time, because I knew everything in that bass room, and everything in that bass room had been in my house at one time or another. Buy, sell, trade through Dave, you know. So anything was out of place in that bass room, I knew about it right away. All right, who bought this?
Well, it's going to be a great day, and there are also T-shirts available that are going to be a commemorative item that you will want to have in your possession, and those are on sale. You can pre-order those right now.
We are doing the pre-orders for them right now. Brian Martinowski and Classic Inc. have put together a fantastic design and donated a portion of the T-shirts to us. It's fantastic what they've done, and they look great. It's definitely one of those shirts to have.
No doubt about it. There's a Facebook page, too. You can check it out. Rock for Recovery Benefit Concert for Dave Sloan. Give it a like and follow along and be sure you're there. And if you can't be there for whatever reason, think about making that donation or just buying a ticket to help out the
whatever.
Cause. That's right.
Anything to help. And like I said, and our mindset is it's all for Dave.
Yeah.
You know, Dave has done so much for all of us. This is all for Dave. So anything anybody can do to help, we'll take it.
And
I'll take 2 pennies out of your pocket. If it's for Dave, I'll take it and give it to him.
Awesome.
And we'll be putting the links up on our Grassroots page, too, so you'll be able to find everything there for the auctions, the online donations, and for the Facebook page. So.
Awesome.
Great stuff.
Awesome.
Well, we're going to play a couple of tunes to wrap up the segment here with Terry that will feature a couple of people that you can see out there, including Mr. Greg Marr. We'll play his Plenty Heavy Band.
A great, great song. And I'm in awe every time I see Greg play.
Yeah.
You know, and he's living the dream all of us local boys dreamt of doing, you know, out in L.A., playing with musicians. You know, the name list is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But he's doing it, and he's doing it fantastic. It is a very well effort he put forward, and it's a great song. And I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it's great stuff. And we'll follow that up with I don't know. Pretty significant candidate, at least in this room, to be on the grassy list next year.
They were last year.
They were last year, but this song is going to be making some noise. Of course, we're talking about the boys from Scowl who will kind of headline things.
Everything's fine, and I've said this since I first heard it. It's probably one of the best local songs to come out of the area. It is so fantastically put together, and Mike Eakis and Mike Pallone and the boys and the stuff they do and put together on that song, it is an amazing work of art.
Yeah.
You know, and if you can't sing along to it, you just need to turn it up louder and start singing. Oh, it is a great song.
Wally's a phenomenal vocalist. He is just built for that.
All four of those guys are built just to be right where they are doing what they're doing, and it shows in the artwork that's coming out.
With all due respect, with all of these bands that we deal with, Scowl could carry the weight of any band in this nation and should be.
Oh, absolutely.
On that stage, because they're that good.
And Mike Eakis and Scowl were one of the first bands to reach out to us. And Mike had known Greg from half a hundred years ago, playing in bands in high school, and I'm not even going to say the decade, but it was. Mike was one of the first ones that says, Scowl's in whatever you need. You know, and that on top of being great musicians, putting out great songs, they're still part of that giving musicians community, which is so great about this area.
Going to be a great day. Terry, thanks for coming in and visiting with us. I wish you the best of luck with both of these events. Certainly hope the listeners out there make sure that both are very well attended. November 11th, the Veterans Day get-together over at the Sidebar, and then the get-together the following week, November 18th, at East Butler for Dave Sloan. It's going to be a couple of awesome days of music, local music, and reaching out and helping those that are part of our community.
It's going to be a November to remember for sure. And thank you guys for putting that on part of your, you know, Rock Done Right. You guys have really stepped up to be a part of that as well and help promote it and everything like that. And that means a lot to all of us, to include Dave.
Yeah. Well, we wish Dave well and speedy recovery. And let's hope that maybe that hangout is open again someday.
Yeah, yeah, I hope so.
Absolutely.
So, Terry, thanks a lot. And we're gonna leave with Everything's Fine from Scowl and Another Bad Day from Greg Mars, Plenty Heavy. And Terry Blair, we'll see you down the road here.
Thank you.
It's the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Going your way, and it's everybody else's fault. You can taken away. We'll be right back. When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Hard to believe that it's coming up on Veterans Day already. Here we go. November 11th is Saturday, if you haven't checked your calendar. But it is true. And over in Elwood City at the Sons of Italy, they're having a Veterans Day rock extravaganza featuring Tarach and Sky and several other groups. So honor our vets by stopping by and rocking with Wolf House, the Amaretto Band, and 12 Gauge Justice along with Tarach and Sky. Before that, on Wednesday the 8th, the Noble Hops Band will be at the Rockhand Haven. And on Friday the 10th, they'll be at the Edgewood Winery. Check out Ryan Fennell later this month, actually Thanksgiving weekend. On Saturday, November 25th, Ryan Fennell will be performing at the Hard Rock Cafe in Pittsburgh. Tickets are $10, but that includes a copy of his latest CD. Check out more, RyanFennellMusic.com. Again, that's Saturday, November the 25th. Of course, we've got a lot going on as well with regard to what we were just talking about tonight. And don't forget, at the sidebar, for Veterans Day, live music honoring the Western Pennsylvania families of fallen heroes. Steve and Jen, Donnie Ozzo, Dinner Bell Road, Dirty White Boys, Zone 8, Dying Breed, Driven, the Hellfire Club, Over My Dead Body, all performing 2 o'clock to midnight. Be sure to check that out. Don't forget about the fundraising night at Texas Roadhouse, part of the Rock for Recovery for Dave Sloan. That's coming up this Thursday night. Dine and donate. Head to the Texas Roadhouse at the Clearview Mall. And, of course, on the 18th of this month, that very special event comes up, a Rock Done Right tour stop, the Rock for Recovery Benefit Concert for Dave Sloan. The doors will open that day at 11:30 at the East Butler Fire Hall. Tickets $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Get your tickets ahead of time. Cummings Coffee, both locations, Maze Music and Recon Brewing, or any of the musicians who will be performing that day. Donnie Ozzo, Mary Lou Scherter, Lions in America, Slammin' Doors, Shag Dog Melonhead, Anger the Ant, Tread, Greg Mara Band, Zone 8, and Skell. And while check out some of the items that they'll have auctioning off, and they're doing an online auction leading up to it as well, that feature a whole bunch of material, autographed guitars, and more. You don't want to miss out on that very, very special event and help out our friend Dave Sloan. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, in addition to the Noble Hops Band, mark your calendar for Friday, December 22nd, it's the annual Shady Lady Christmas Party and Acoustic Jam at Peter B's. Rock the night away with all your friends. And it's a little thank you from Shady Lady Productions for attending concerts and events provided by Shady Lady Productions. It's all part of the fun that we have here every Sunday night on our Grassroots Show, presented in part by Shady Lady Productions and your friends here at The Rock Station 97.7. Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rockhand Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff all out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks. Rockhand Haven. It rocks.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7 for this November 5th. We're being presented this segment by our friends at P&W Construction. We thank Terry Blair for visiting with us here tonight and the great events that he has going on. Again, encourage you to check that out. And another angle to that, too, the Rock for Recovery for Dave Sloan. The Texas Roadhouse up at the Clearview Mall is having a very special night later this week, Thursday, from 5 to 8 p.m. That's November 9th. They're doing one of their 10% donation nights. So all you have to do is stop on up and get yourself a bite to eat that night. And the Texas Roadhouse is going to be making a donation. It's a dine and donate night at Texas Roadhouse. And you can call ahead and say, I'm coming up, and they'll slot you a time and walk you right in, 287-3777, or just pop on in. So thanks to the Texas Roadhouse joining in the effort to help our friend Dave Sloan. Going to be a great couple of days, and appreciate Terry coming in. We've got a lot going on, and coming up in a couple of weeks, it's going to be Thanksgiving, and we're going to be live that weekend in the studio taking your phone calls.
Yes, that's always a fun night and an interesting night. It's where you and I bring in a couple of refreshing cold beverages and then try and get the show off the ground, which always seems to take right up to the very last minute because there's always something wrong. It's hilarious. I just sit and sip and watch you turn knobs and plug things in and out and scramble.
It's always entertaining.
And I believe after that, the Packers and the Steelers will be facing off. So it should be interesting.
It should be real exciting, shouldn't it now? That'll be a fun night. And before you know it, it'll be Christmas, too. So we'll be playing Christmas tunes, so get those tunes into us and let us know what you're up to, because that's what we're all about here tonight, this local music show we call Grassroots. We thank you all for listening and supporting the show. Don't forget, the show is always archived at 977rocks.com. Get out and support local musicians and what they do, because their artistry is second to none. I think you'll find that to be true when you go out and check it out. So we're going to get into a couple more songs, and I think tying into November 11th here and Veterans Day coming up, you're going to get a little patriotic here.
Yeah, I think this is appropriate given some of the conversation we've had tonight. It's a great song and pays tribute. It's kind of based on somebody the songwriters and the people in this band knew from Spring Church area, I believe, so, or Apollo area. But it's Joe Patrick and Four on the Floor, and the song's called Small Town Boy. It's Mikey's song.
Very cool. Very cool. And we'll follow that up with the band Claymore, who are celebrating the fifth anniversary of their second full-length album called It's Alive, with a re-recording of four of the tracks with the current lineup of Claymore. And this is some killer stuff. And they actually put this CD out about a little over a month ago now. And it's publicly available. Physical copies are available at the Claymore Bandcamp page. You can also find them on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, CD Baby, YouTube, and more. And they even have a music video for this that you need to check out. Shows the band very, very well. They're out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, kind of an independent metal band. And this actually, as a guest musician, a couple of guest musicians are on this, or I guess just one, Matt Kastner, who has played with Leah Stark, and we've played Leah Stark on this show, and Second Empire as a guest musician. So it's a lot to this, and I encourage you to check them out, claymore.bandcamp.com for the full EP stream. Really cool song called Matriarch. That'll follow up Joe Patrick and Four on the Floor.
We've got to get them on, Bob. It's been long overdue. And they do a lot of cool covers of Judas Priest songs, too. So I love watching them videos when they put those out.
Lee, we will be in touch. The Grassroots Show. Thanks for joining us here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
Firing party. Work. Home. Turn the fire. Ready. Ready. Fire. Ready. Fire. Ready. Fire. Get the help. Home.
Starts when the leaves are all gone. High school. hard, work hard, chasing your dreams. He's a hero, everybody's friend. Small town boy, he'll always fight till the end. He's a good man, everybody knows. Small town boys don't always come back home. Small town boys don't always come back home. Work hard, son, you'll be the top of the class. Soldier with stripes, grab that ring made of brass. When you go on back, boy, do what you gotta do. Gonna say our prayers and hope you come back soon. Yeah, gonna say our prayers and hope you come back soon. You're a hero, everybody's friend. Small town. And her stars, red, white, and blue, fly loud and large. She stands for our freedom, her colors are known. That boy next door, he never came back home. And our boy next door, he never.